and in Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, Kate Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Happy Monday, y'all.
Happy Monday.
So I had this whole vision I was going to go to bed early last night, and then the Cowboys game went into overtime.
Man.
And that kind of messed up the whole going to bed early thing.
And I didn't know that they played.
Oh, that's great. Thank you very much. I think for part of the game they didn't play.
Because
the Cowboys lost at the end of it. And I'm sitting here like, I waited up to see a loss to the Texans.
Yeah, I think I stayed up to like halfway through the third quarter on that game. I was like, all right, I think the Texans got this one. So I went to sleep.
Yeah, Kelly spent her night watching scary stuff on TV.
I did. And I've been a Walking Dead fan for several years. And every time that the season premiere comes on, I turn it on AMC and I watch, like, because they'll play like all of the episodes like building up to the premiere.
Oh,
so I had that on the TV all day as I was cleaning and doing different things.
Gosh.
So I did. I watched it last night, and I know there's probably several people that have DVR'd it and haven't watched it yet, so I won't spoil it.
Yeah.
But
you think that maybe you kind of ruined it because you watched it all day?
Yeah, probably so.
Because I'm kind of thinking,
maybe. Like, I didn't sit there and watch it all day. Like, it was just on the TV.
So you go and end up watching, like, the season finale from last year, which is probably hyped and awesome, into, like, the first of the next season. It's, like, blah and boring.
Correct.
So oh, was it boring?
Yeah, just, for me, it was just, I don't know.
That show has been blah ever since the end of season 3.
And I do not agree with that statement, but...
It's still going to be big, but I have heard that it's not exactly as exciting as it used to be.
Yeah. No. So I watched that, and then I watched The Talking Dead afterwards, so that was good.
So she can make fun of us for watching football all day, but yet she spent 16 hours watching The Walking Dead.
I didn't sit there for 16 hours straight.
A Walking Dead marathon, but y'all are nerds.
Her house is a wreck, too. Have you heard about that?
I just got
that text from her husband.
That's not true.
Get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, so today is Monday, October the 8th of 2018, and the Senate confirmed Brett Kavanaugh as the 114th Supreme Court Justice by the narrowest margin in history.
20 people were killed in upstate New York when a limousine failed to stop at an intersection and slammed into an SUV.
And the panhandle of Florida is bracing for another hurricane as tropical storm Michael prepares to slam the Gulf Coast this week.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Guys, y'all think I'm a loser?
Well, no, David.
I just dropped something.
My mic went out for a second.
What did I drop? I can't find it. It's so dark in here.
Why are you trying to walk out of the room?
What do you mean? That's an awkward way to bring up a conversation.
Yeah.
I just want to know if I'm a loser because of what happened this weekend.
Does it have to do with your hair?
Has nothing to do with my hair.
I didn't think so.
Well, can we make something have to do with your hair?
Please.
It had nothing to do with my hair.
Oh.
Okay.
It was my sister. So we're kind of sitting around. It's either Friday night or Saturday. I can't remember. I've been so flustered about this. But we're talking about stuff, and we were kind of kidding around, and I go, yeah, I'm a loser. Ha, ha, ha. Just kind of joking around. And then she looked at me dead in the eye and said, but David... You kind of are a loser.
Oh, my gosh. Sarah.
And not a tone that was, like, meant to be funny. And I said, are you being serious? And she said, which means yes.
No, totally being serious. What do you think she thinks you're a loser for? Let's go through. Let's kind of unravel this.
Hang on. How old is Sarah?
She's about to be 14.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I think when you're 14, you have a good loser radar.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you were probably, you know, in your bedroom at your parents' house might have kind of given her a little bit of the loser radar. So tell me. It's like you peel an onion. You know how you peel an onion?
We're here to help, David.
Peel an onion. Okay.
All right, peel the onion. Tell us why you believe she thinks you might be kind of in that category.
Well, it might be some of the things that you make me do.
Me?
Shaving my head twice, going out in a Christmas
you should
tree,
be happy
parade,
with that.
Naked, wearing women's clothing, doing yoga in women's clothing.
This was brought up to your, at the family?
It wasn't
or?
Brought up at that moment,
no.
But it's been brought
guessing.
Up. In, it's been right. brought up in the past, okay?
It could be the fact that he was in his pajamas at his parents' house eating pot roast.
Okay, it was not pot roast.
I don't like.
It was lasagna. Okay.
Mom, can I have some more butter?
Oh, Mom, did you do my underwear?
Mom, you didn't use enough bleach.
I'm engaged. Leave me alone. I'm going to get married. All right, so.
Yeah.
Maybe Sarah will apologize and all will be good.
I don't think she's going to. She's not going to apologize.
Just got a text from her.
You just got a text from my sister.
I don't know how she even got my number. She must be going through your phone, David. I'd watch out for that.
No, that's great.
She sent me a song. I'm not even sure what song this is.
What is it?
She said, this perfectly relates to my big brother. So. I don't even know why she would send that.
Oh, no.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on Post Malone, who everybody was calling a psycho after his recent haircut, but he's feeling better now because now everyone's saying he looks like a rock star.
I like this music. I remember when Terry Wood and Michael Steele would play this kind of music on K-Fun.
I remember.
Back in 2001, they loved this kind of stuff.
I bet they did.
From Tim McGraw to Post Malone.
They're big fans.
Anyway, Post Malone does have a brand new haircut. He cut off some dreads, and I guess he's a little bit concerned that people may not be listening to his music, because his thing was, hey, I had two dreads. Please don't stop listening to my music. That was his post on Instagram. Yeah. But now his hair is like a funky-looking perm deal?
What?
I don't really know how to describe it. But if you want to check it out, it's up on the blog, the BBITN blog at kfin.com, kfin.com. Just kind of let us know what you think. It's interesting for sure.
We should reenact this new Post Malone haircut with David.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I don't...
We need something different.
There is a curling iron in the bathroom.
No.
And it is long enough.
No.
Here's the issue. If you remember when we decided to name you Big Perm a couple of years ago, it was because your hair got long and we really couldn't figure it out.
Right.
Because you're kind of an adult.
With a little boy haircut.
With a little boy haircut.
My hair does not have, it's not a perm. I couldn't do a perm.
It's no. long enough. I'm no, pretty sure we could.
No.
You could do a man bun.
Why do you want me to do a man bun so bad?
Name another 25-year-old man.
25?
With hair like that.
Think of your friends, David.
I can't think of anyone with hair like this, okay? It's very unique.
It's very Tom Petty from 1974.
Well, thank you. I like Tom Petty.
I figured you did. Hey, check this out. Got your gossip on Kylie Jenner. Kylie Jenner is already thinking about having more babies. And I don't know if she's like the rest of us, but like she has some names already picked out.
Oh, my gosh.
Just in case. And I'm going to tell you, this is 100% true. We kind of have names picked out just in case.
Yeah.
We have standby names.
Brandina.
Well, that's a good one. It's like George Foreman had all those kids. You know, George, Georgina, Georgina 2.
Right.
But like, just be honest. If you were to miraculously have another child, would you have a name kind of picked out?
Joey would probably pick Paige.
Okay.
Why would he pick Paige?
Because of Paige Van Zandt?
Yep.
David. Have y'all ever even discussed names?
It gets heated because I'm a junior and she doesn't want the kid to be a third.
You could call him Trey.
Yeah. So anyway.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not really.
So anyway, we'll see how that works out. Kylie Jenner thinking about more babies.
Gotcha gossip on Taylor Swift. So she's finishing her Reputation tour right now, and I've had a lot of friends go. My stepdaughter went, said it was absolutely amazing. You can find video all over the place. But she was in Dallas this weekend, sold out show, two of them, once Friday night, once Saturday night. But on Friday night, of course, she always has a surprise guest come out. Out walks Maren Morris. She hits the stage, and they sing her song, The Middle. Here's what it sounds like. Baby.
Cool homecoming right there for Maren Morris.
Yeah, she's from Arlington, so probably a lot of her fans there. And then on Saturday, out walks Sugarland. They hop on stage and they sing the song that Taylor wrote, Babe. Here's what it sounds like.
You really do this, babe.
watch the full videos of Taylor, Sugarland, and Maren Morris, head to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, so the other day, excuse me, the California Highway Patrol was out and about, and they pulled over this driver outside of Sacramento the other day because they were doing 30 miles per hour on the interstate.
Really?
And I guess that's one of those spots where it has like a minimum, you know, where it's like, you know, if you're going under 45, that's actually breaking the law as well. Anyway, the reason they were driving so slow was because of this insane setup they had. So they had this guy driving a U-Haul truck. And attached to that, they were towing a car trailer that had an SUV on top of it. And on that, they were towing a camping trailer.
There's no way that's even possible.
It is possible, but highly illegal. And they were saying this thing was so unstable that they had to drive that slow or a piece could have just fallen off.
Oh my God.
Could you imagine you're driving down the road and you see something like that happen? A big camping trailer just like sways off into your lane?
No, because sometimes I'm weird about big trucks.
Yes.
Like if I need to pass, but the big truck is right there, I'm scared to pass for fear that he's going to kind of come too close to me.
Or like those big trucks that have like 15 cars on them and one is like hanging down at almost a 90 degree angle and you're like, how is this even staying on right
now? Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, I don't understand that. But this guy's SUV was only held on by like some straps on the front of the tires. And with how bad that setup was, you don't know how well he set that up.
Who does that?
I have no idea who does that. But police actually didn't say what he was charged with, but they did say, quote, he was not licensed in the proper class to tow in this combination.
Oh, wow.
Obviously. But, you know, there was actually another traffic issue I saw about the other day. Did you see why the what the traffic light actually said to the car? What the traffic light said to the car?
No, I didn't see that, David.
Yeah, yeah. They said, don't look, I'm changing. You know, changing from green to red.
We waited for that.
Oh, man. But there's...
Jeez.
There's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We kind of talked on Friday how there was this big battle for the box office. Who was going to win the box office this weekend? Was it going to be the bad guy from the Spider-Man movies, Venom? Or was it going to be Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper? I can tell you based on my Twitter timeline which one I saw more about.
Me too.
Ooh.
And dude, it was all about A Star Is Born.
Yeah, I know. And I want to see it so bad.
Like people I would never dream would go see a movie like that were going to see that movie.
And he directed the movie, I think, as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and Lady Gaga says Bradley Cooper gave her all of this confidence to go in and to make the movie and believe in herself and all this kind of stuff. So kind of like a real life deal there. But the number one movie over the weekend was Venom.
That does surprise
me. That is weird.
I
want to see that too, though.
$80 million over the weekend compared to A Star Is Born, which did 41.3. So Venom basically doubled
it. Dang, that's a big opening for October, too.
But I didn't hear, I mean, I guess maybe I just don't follow the right people, but I didn't hear a whole lot about Venom.
I think there was a lot of hype with that, like superhero people, and superhero movies are so popular right now, but that one was just different because it was more like a villain movie and that's it. You don't get those very often, so I was kind of surprised it won.
And you told me Spider-Man's not even in it.
Spider-Man, it's not even like mentioned in this movie. It's just
Brandon
like a standalone.
Brandon was so upset. I mean, he's never seen any of the Spider-Man movies, but he was upset.
I wasn't. That is wrong. How do you take the villain from the Spider-Man movies and not have Spider-Man show up?
It's just a standalone Venom movie. But it made money.
Speaking of movies, I watched something this weekend, and Brandon, you need to, I don't know what you need to do, but you need to not have your family around because you're going to cry through the whole thing. So if you don't want to be embarrassed, but you're going to have to watch it. Are you ready?
What?
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. The documentary, not the show.
I know.
Okay, so Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, if you don't know what it was a children's show that aired from 1968 all the way through 2001. So it touched a lot of kids. Like, there's a lot of generations of that, right?
Yeah, and it was actually legitimately, as a child, Mr. Rogers was my favorite TV show.
So to tug on your heartstrings just a little bit, if you were a Mr. Rogers fan, listen to this.
Because he's about to walk through the door in his little house. It was so simple back then.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine?
Oh.
But throughout the whole thing, they interview him about the show and about the puppets. What was the make-believe land called? I know
Was it Never Never Land?
Maybe it was. Or was that Peter Pan? I don't know. But it was make-believe land or something like that.
What was it? Okay. But, somebody tweet us and let us know.
Right, but all of the puppets that he used, he did all of their own voices, which you knew that. But yep. Most of the puppets that he used had to do with somebody that was in his life. So whether it was his wife, and you know who he was?
Who's that?
Daniel Tiger.
I love that. Daniel Tiger was my favorite because he would do Nugga Nugga and they'd rub noses.
Yes. So he would relate himself to Daniel Tiger like throughout that period of history. But it's very, very good. And he was a very, very sweet man and taught kids a lot about life. And I don't know if there's a TV show like this anymore, because you think about Rick and Morty and all the stuff that the kids watch now. There's not a lot of shows that really teach you about life, because back when Mr. Rogers was on, remember his goldfish would die? His goldfish, he would feed the fish every day. One of the goldfish would die, and then he would talk about death, and that's how he would talk about with the kids. And there was all these little things that he would do that even back when they were having war and all that kind of stuff. So it was really, really neat, and you need to watch it.
Like, I would love it.
You will absolutely love it.
Because I can tell you, if we sat Kai down to make him watch a show like that today, he'd be like, Dad, this show's awful.
He actually, if he'd watched the documentary, he might even think it's kind of interesting too.
I don't know. He's 9.
He's going to want to play.
He's a smart kid.
He wants to play Fortnite.
Yes, he wants to play Fortnite, not watch a Mr. Rogers documentary.
What would Mr. Rogers say about Fortnite?
I would love
that. Waste of time, I'm sure.
That's a bit later on.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's kind of an unspoken thing going on in the room right now that I think we'll just go ahead and we'll put out there. We'll put it out there on a Monday morning so everybody can have an idea of what we deal with, Kelly, on a morning-by-morning basis.
Well, number one, there is now an odor in the room.
Gosh, sorry.
It smells like dirty socks.
David, he's got his foot up on the desk.
Sorry,
and
y'all.
It's really close to my... I'm scooting over.
I'm sorry.
Did you only bring one shoe today, or why are you walking around with one shoe?
Well, I brought it with me, but I decided not to wear it, which sounds ridiculous.
And for some reason, he feels like propping his leg up by his computer is...
I need this...
I'm taking a picture.
He never sits like this, ever.
Ever.
Oh, man. It feels so much better, though.
Hang on. That is weird.
Could
you just put your foot down?
No. I have to keep it like this. I'm sorry.
Why is there one shoe on, and is that your left foot?
It's my left foot.
So your right foot has a shoe.
My right foot has a shoe.
And as he walks out to go to the bathroom, think about this. He's walking into the bathroom without a shoe on.
That's gross.
Sorry.
But he's kind of hobbling as he's doing it.
Well, I've got something wrong with my foot. Y'all, I think I have a bunion.
A what?
A bunion. I have a spot in the bottom of my foot, and I have a bunion.
Could you define bunion?
It's like a little tiny spot. It's on the bottom of my foot. It's really like hard when you touch it, and it hurts. It hurts really bad when I put pressure on it. So I try to keep my foot propped up and keep the proper blood flow going to it.
I don't know if that's what you need to do for a bunion. Maybe for a fracture.
You mean to take my sock off?
No.
Here, I'll show you.
No, look. Explain it. Just tell me. I don't want to see it.
Look. He took it off.
I don't want to see it.
Look. Can you see it?
I'm going to gag.
I can't see
it. It's right here.
It's on the heel.
It's on my heel in there somewhere.
Is that a big circle?
Looks like a wart.
Yeah. Dude, it hurts.
It does look kind of big. I want to touch it kind of.
You can if you want to.
All right, here, put your foot closer to me.
All right, I'm bringing my foot.
Are you going to touch it with your bare hand? He's looking for something to put on.
I'm looking for something to touch it with, because I want to see if it's painful. Then give me something like a pen or something. I think I can pick it.
Don't pick at it.
No, not pick it like that, but I think I can see it.
Okay.
You're going to try to puncture?
No, don't draw on it.
I'm just going to.
I don't want you to draw my foot.
It's big enough I could draw
a smiley face on it.
It would look like a cookie. You know those cookies, those smiley face cookies?
Put the lid back on.
Okay, I'll put the lid back on.
Okay, poke it.
All right, ready? Is it right there?
Oh, yeah. Ow. God, that hurt.
At first, you might have been like, you liked it.
What's wrong with you? Why'd you do that?
How do you get a bunion?
I don't think
that's a bunion.
Like, who gets a bunion? If you're under the age of...
Runners, maybe?
Well, I don't even know about that.
I'm telling you, I've got a bunion, man, and it hurts. It hurts bad.
You can't say you have one if you're not sure
that's what it is, Kelly. That's what
he just wants to say
is.
Bunion.
We need a proctologist to come in here this morning.
I don't think it's a proctologist.
What is it?
It's a, that's not a foot doctor. That's a different kind of doctor.
What do they do?
Well, I still need a proctologist.
David, no.
No, I do. I want them to check out
Dave.
You
might need one.
No. What is it?
Can we just get a proctologist in here?
We need somebody who can diagnose his foot problem. And if you're a proctologist and you can do that.
Yes. If we, okay.
A foot doctor,
a proctologist. Yes. We need them in here.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. That's what we need.
Yeah.
Somebody help me.
All right,
get me
so
out.
Get a picture of his bunion and let's see if anybody, if there's a proctologist who is online who can help us with that.
There you go.
Why are you wearing half a sock now?
I'll do a thumbs up.
This is not
a very flattering picture.
Well, it's because of his hair.
What do you mean by hair?
It has nothing to do with the bunion.
What hair?
I can't quit looking at his hair.
What hair?
The hair that looks like you're 11.
This hair on the top of my head?
You just look like a baby.
If your 9-year-old son Kai was in here right now, I would not be able to tell who is the older.
No, you would, because Kai has a cool haircut.
Oh.
If anybody can tell us about David's bunion, how to get rid of this bunion, if you're a proctologist and you can tell us about that, please give us a call this morning at 870-935-KFINE.
I need help, y'all.
870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
We need somebody who can maybe fumigate the room.
Seriously.
Because David has he has an issue today, and he's kind of stunk up the studio.
Sorry, it's my bunion. I can't help it. It hurts.
He's telling us that he has a bunion on his foot. Why do you think you developed a bunion, David? Because I know you're a very active person.
I don't know how I got this bunion, but it hurts, man. It's right there on my heel.
Were you playing a game on Xbox where you had to run?
I think it... I really don't know. It was nothing like that. I don't know how I got this.
Did you step on a nail?
No, I didn't step on a nail. It's not how you get bunions.
Did you get a bunion when you were in Pocahontas over the weekend?
It could have been that when I was at Pocahontas.
Did you walk to Pocahontas?
Are bunions contagious?
Oh, I hope not, because if they
get
are,
your
you'll
foot
have
away.
One.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Maybe you got the bunion from somebody else. Who were you playing footsies with this weekend?
I wasn't playing footsies with anyone. Bunions aren't contagious like that, okay?
So he has this thing, and I looked at it. Because of all the people in the room, if somebody has an illness, I want to see it.
Yeah, and then you poked it, and it hurt.
Oh, this really hurts. Let me see.
Yeah.
I'm like a mother, and I've been called that many times.
Mother Brandon.
Not quite that. But anyway, so we need somebody on the phone who can help David. Hopefully we can find a proctologist who can,
yes,
can come by the studio and give him an examination this morning to see if this truly is a bunion.
I need that examination.
Right. So let's go ahead and I believe people are on the phone lines as well. Maybe we have a proctologist on the phone.
Okay, we have Shelby here from Batesville. Shelby, can you tell me what's wrong with my foot?
It sounds like you have a callus or a plantar's wart.
Yeah.
A plantar wart?
I told you,
wart?
A plantar's wart.
Yeah, like a planter's wart on the bottom of your foot.
It's on the heel of his foot, like on the ball at the back.
Yeah, it sounds like a plantar wart or a callus. A bunion's usually like on the side of your toe, and it's like a bony bump.
Way to go, David.
I thought it was a bunion. I don't know.
Hey, what can he do for this painful foot thing?
Go to a podiatrist.
Oh, see? It's not a
proctologist. That's what I said.
No, you said proctologist.
No, I didn't.
It's a podiatrist.
So, what is a proctologist then?
I have no idea.
If anybody can tell us what a proctologist is.
I'm still confused.
David needs a podiatrist?
Podiatrist, yes.
That's what we need, a podiatrist.
Yes.
Gotcha.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling this morning. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
You too.
All right, so Kelly, give me a piece of paper.
Okay.
And a pen. I need a piece of paper and a pen.
Okay.
Because this is very important.
Okay.
All right, David, here's what I need you to do.
Okay.
I'm working on something.
Uh-huh.
I can tell.
Man.
You're writing fiercely.
All right. There are two different doctors that could come in and examine David.
Okay.
Okay? Let me go ahead and... Did you hope you didn't need this piece of paper?
No, I didn't.
All right, David, I'm going to shuffle these, and then we're going to pick which doctor comes in to give you an examination today.
Okay.
All right. He's holding up two.
All right. Ready?
Mm.
Who's coming in, David?
Okay. That's a proctologist.
All right, we need a proctologist to examine David today.
Pronto.
Because he has a problem.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is 8:14 in K-Fine Country, and David has a disease.
It's not a disease. It's simply
an STD.
Bunion or something.
I think she might be drunk, but I'm not sure.
What is going on? It's certainly not what she just said.
Oh, of course
it's
not.
It's not a cuss word, guys. Goodness.
All right. That's Kelly Perry, P-E-R-R-Y. David has a disease, D-I-S-E-A-S-E. And we're trying to figure out if he has, what is it?
It's a bunion.
A bunion or a plantar wart.
Hmm. Yeah. Who's plantar?
I think he's in Star Wars, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
That's Jar Jar.
Oh. My bad. So people are all over the phone lines trying to help David. I believe that David needs a proctologist.
Yeah.
Me too.
I may need a proctologist.
Of all the issues in his life, I think a proctologist would help him out.
Mm-hmm.
So our phone number, if you want to call us, the direct line of the K-Fine Studios is 870-935-KFINE. 870-935-5346.
Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
Shelly.
Hey, Shelly.
A proctologist deals with rectal issues.
Wait. What?
Well, a proctologist deals with rectal issues and gastrointestinal issues.
He has those problems, too.
So are you saying I don't need to get an examination in the studio from a proctologist, then?
A podiatrist, maybe. A proctologist, I wouldn't recommend it. And you probably will have to be on a liquid diet for about 3 days.
Oh, my gosh.
All for a stupid wart.
It may not be a wart. It can be a bunion. Bunions can come up on the back of your heel.
See, I have a bunion.
Oh, goodness.
I don't know if it's a bunion. You're going to have to send her the picture.
If it just came up, like, overnight, it's probably not a bunion because bunions, like, develop over time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it may not be a bunion.
Probably not, but I would still get it checked out.
Yeah, I think I'll go to the doctor today, but I'm not going to a proctologist.
Definitely not, and as a tip, soak your feet in Epsom salt. Dr. Teals has eucalyptus and spearmint, and they both have healing properties, and it'll help you out.
Look at that. David has advice right there.
That's it.
That's how you say goodbye to a bunion.
She must be a proctologist.
She must be a proctologist.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we told you we had Thomas Rhett tickets to give away. And y'all, are you ready to give away some tickets to see Thomas Rhett?
Time.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
So Thursday night in Little Rock at the Verizon Arena, Thomas Rhett, Brett Young, and Midland. And we have tickets right now. But you need to know the keyword that is on our social media.
It's facebook.com/KFIN1079. Get to that Facebook page and know that keyword to win.
And we're going to start with caller number 7. If they know it, they win tickets right now. Our phone number is 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And we have tickets to go see Thomas Rhett Thursday night in Little Rock. Y'all ready to give them away?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We need caller number 7 on the phone lines right now. 870-935-KFINE, 870-935-5346. Hey, good morning, K-Fine. Who's this?
Lisa Dacus.
Lisa, where are you from?
From Jonesboro.
And how are you this morning?
I'm doing good.
All right, so tell me how Monday's kicking off. Do you have any big plans for the day?
Well, I'm a teacher, Jonesboro School District, and at work this morning, actually, on my planning time right now, and was listening in to call in and see if I could win some tickets.
Well, we have Thomas Rhett. He's going to be in Little Rock coming up on Thursday. And guess what, Lisa?
What?
You are caller number 7, and you're going to see Thomas Rhett!
Yay! Woo!
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yell out the station hooking you up with those free tickets.
Okay, fine.
All right, we appreciate you calling, and thanks for listening this morning. And we have more of those tickets to give away every day this week.
Look at that. Thomas Rhett, Thursday night in Little Rock.
Here's the latest from Kip Moore. This song is called Last Shot. New music is always first on the Big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, let's do some gossip. You guys ready for that?
Yep.
Let's do this.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got you gossip.
And we got you gossip on Post Malone. And at first, everybody thought he was kind of a psycho for getting his hair cut, but he's feeling much better now because he looks like a rock star.
Oh, he does.
I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. Brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star.
He is a rock star.
But he cut off his dreads. You know, he had the dread look going on for a minute.
Yeah.
He chopped them off and he's hoping that people still listen to his music. He's right. Maybe a little bit concerned about that. But the new haircut kind of looks like a fro perm thing.
A what?
I don't really know what you would call this, but it's just Post Malone style, man. If you want to check it out, it's up on the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
Hey, got you gossip on Kylie Jenner, who is already thinking about baby number two.
Hey.
That's a pretty big deal, right? And she says she's thinking about it so much, she's already starting to think about baby names for baby number two.
Wow.
So get ready for the headlines. It's going to happen again. Kylie Jenner will be pregnant. And the world will freak out.
Got you gossip on Taylor Swift. So she is finishing up her Reputation tour right now. And she was in Dallas this weekend. She had two shows, one on Friday, one on Saturday, both sold out. And she always seems to have a surprise at every show. Well, on Friday night, out walks Maren Morris. She hit the stage with Taylor to sing her hit song, The Middle. Here's what it sounded like.
Baby.
Looks massive too.
And she went through with surprises on Saturday night. Sugarland hopped on stage and sang the song that Taylor wrote, Babe. Here's what it sounded like.
Awesome.
To watch the full videos of Taylor, Sugarland, and Maren Morris, head to the BBITM blog on kfin.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And we have a friend of ours who has joined us in the studio this morning. Good morning, Tegan Hash. How are you?
Good.
Are you having a good time this morning?
Yeah.
So you get to be on the radio. Is this your first time on the radio?
Yeah.
Should we sing some songs together this morning?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite singer ever, Tegan?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift is your favorite?
That's a good one.
She is good. What about Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
You like Lady Gaga too?
Yeah.
What about David the Barrel Boy? Do you like David the Barrel Boy?
Do you like my singing?
Yeah.
You think he'd be a good singer?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell everybody where you go to school.
At Valley View.
And not only do you just go to Valley View, but you're also out there during the football games, right? What do you do during the football games?
Basketball.
You get to do some basketball games too?
Yeah.
Are you a cheerleader?
Yeah.
How awesome is that?
Yeah.
Can you do a cheer for us this morning? Can you give us some clapping or something?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Let's go, big O, let's go, offense. Let's go, big O, let's go, offense.
Aww.
Let's go, big O. Let's go, offense. Let's go, big O. Let's go, offense. Let's go, Blazers.
Good job.
Number one. So Tegan stopped by our house yesterday, guys, and we were sitting outside, and my wife, we were drawing with the chalk, right?
Yeah.
And what happened on Leslie's head? Can we tell everybody what you did?
It's funny.
Let's do it. What'd you do?
Pour water on her head on purpose.
She poured an entire bottle of water on Leslie's head on purpose.
That's funny.
Was it funny?
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty funny too. Hey, I have a present for you this morning.
Yeah.
Did you know I was going to give you a present?
What?
So, like, we have these special T-shirts, these Brandon Baxter in the Morning shirts, and the only people who have them are me, Kelly, David, and Kai. And now you get to have one of your very own.
Hey!
Yay!
Look at that.
It's your own shirt.
What do you think?
You like it?
Yeah.
It says country, and it says Brandon Baxter in the morning in the middle, and then Kay Fine at the bottom.
Awesome. So, you're just like us now.
There you go. Let's hear it, everybody, for Tegan Grace Hesch. Live in the studio on Kay Fine.
Thank you, Brandon.
All right, you're welcome.
For my shirt.
Oh, you're welcome. We love you, Tegan.
Yeah.
All right. Have a great day.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So there's things in life that stress us out. And when you really look at the things that stress us out, it's really silly. Like the things that we worry about. But the number one stressor in life, and David can relate to this, is a computer that freezes.
Oh my gosh, dude.
You got a deadline. There's something you're trying to do. You have to get it done and freeze.
And it stresses you out. They say number two is having slow internet.
I can see those. That stresses me out more than anything in life. Any type of issue. It doesn't matter what it is. It could be anything. And that's still going to stress me out more than anything.
The slow internet.
Wi-Fi.
Buffering.
I have to deal with the Wi-Fi here every single day.
Yeah. And I'm thinking that at this point in time, as progressive as we are in the world, we should have no more buffering.
We shouldn't. Yeah.
I don't want to see those dots come up saying buffering.
Yeah.
Goodbye, buffering.
Buffering should be deleted from the internet and from every single dictionary on the planet.
Exactly. Traffic makes people stressed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Being late makes people stressed out. Annoying coworkers.
I experience that every day.
Stress people out as well.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Guys, for over 2 years, we've been waiting for new singles from Tim McGraw, and we finally have them now. He dropped his new one on Friday. It's called Neon Church, and here's your first listen on K-Fine.
I need Jesus or I need whiskey. Whatever works best to get me.
Tim McGraw.
A little Friday night, hallelujah. A congregation of backsliders just like me. Yeah, what I need is a neon church with a jukebox choir, full of honky tonk angels with the wings on fire. Straight pouring out that Johnny Walker healing. I got a feeling.
Good stuff, man. I love that song. But he dropped a bonus track called Thought About You. But you can check out Neon Church and Thought About You right now on the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
So Carrie Underwood is once again the talk of social media because she posted a photo from behind the scenes of the Love Wins video. And it's another video where she has like different makeup around her eyes and stuff like that. But what people weren't really paying attention to until they zoomed in was the fact that Carrie has basically posted the closest selfie she's ever taken and posted since the accident. And in the selfie, you can actually see that her scar from her injury, it looks like it goes from almost her nostril all the way down to her lip.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen it yet, you might want to check it out on the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brad Paisley was playing at a charity event this past weekend, and he's singing, and all of a sudden his embarrassing older brother, Gary Paisley, comes out. Now, actually, he's an only child. It's actually Will Ferrell, and he's pretending like he's had a little bit too much to drink. He's shirtless, which is how Will Ferrell seems to be a lot. And he's rude, and he's claiming that Brad didn't leave him a ticket at the door. Well, here's what it sounded like.
Excited to hear Brad Paisley? Yeah. Yeah, I'm his older brother, Gary Paisley.
No
Thanks,
shirt.
Thanks, Brad, for not leaving me a ticket tonight, but I got in anyway. Anyway, here's my younger brother. Despite our estrangement, I'm still really proud of him. Do you know what it's like getting tackled by 30 bodyguards?
I know, because I had him do it.
All right, go ahead and do your thing.
All right.
You want to hear him?
It's pretty funny to watch.
But after the bit, Brad plays Van Halen's Hot for Teacher, and of course, Gary... Will Ferrell is the lead on the vocal, so it's pretty funny. To check it out, go to the BBITM blog on kfine.com, kfin.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight is another very exciting edition of Monday Night Football, 7 o'clock on ESPN. Now, this game I'm actually very excited about because Drew Brees is and the New Orleans Saints are hosting the Washington Redskins. And I say Drew Brees specifically because tonight, if he goes over like 200 yards, he'll be the all-time leading passer in NFL history.
Wow. Yeah.
Passing over Peyton Manning, Brett Favre, everybody. Which is pretty awesome.
It's a big deal.
That's a huge deal. Dancing with the Stars is also on TV tonight. The Voice and Better Call Saul, the fourth season finale of that on AMC, 8 o'clock tonight.
All right. Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.